the story of the man born blind. In this story of the healing of a man born blind, John once again uses the metaphor of seeing as equivalent to believing. You remember last week, the woman, after a conversation with Jesus, said, "I see that you are a prophet." The man whose sight is given to him, like us, stumbles through belief and understanding, not suddenly, but in the course of a long lifetime that led to this, what we would call a come to Jesus moment, this moment of receiving the Christ. A blind man regains his sight and he rejoices, but it doesn't seem like the people who were around him were just as happy. Not so the religious leaders, who were more concerned about the fact that he was born on a Sabbath, or no, he was healed on a Sabbath, and it was not permissible for them to do work on the Sabbath day. In other words, Jesus broke the law. But the man born blind sees, understands God's ways far better than those who spend all of their time studying about God. And sight has transformed this person's life, and all of a sudden he finds himself in a very different place. The person telling the story, John, had a little community, a little congregation just like us. And you see, Christianity started to break away group from Judaism, the old religion of the Jews. And so when that happened, they were thrown out of their own church, their own synagogues. This was the fear of the parents, who would not say too much. But Jesus did something that is amazing. He gives sight to someone who has never seen. And that alone, I think, is worth sitting and thinking about. How would we adjust to walking around normally if we were born blind? With all of the new information, all of the new sight that we've never seen before. How would we begin to even thank the one who has given us such a great gift? I remember a week after Dorothy, Miss Dorothy, that's another Dorothy. Dorothy came after her cataracts were removed. And we met for coffee. And I asked her, "Dorothy, how are you?" And at that moment, I saw her eyes lit up, and this is what she told me. She said, "Raphael, it's like nothing I've seen before. The colors are so beautiful, especially when I turn on the TV." Yes, there is it. Such beautiful colors. Now, are you still beautiful now, close to a year after? Still good. Oh, praise God. But that is an experience like that. The experience of seeing things so beautiful for the first time. The tension in the story comes from judgment. The disciples see a blind man, and right away the judgment was that this man was actually a sinner and doesn't deserve it. The parents are called. Blindness is seen in their culture as a curse from God, just like any disability. And the twist comes when asked, who sinned, this guy or the parents? And Jesus says, neither one of them. And uses the occasion to glorify God and to teach more about Him. So it's usually the folks, I think, who feel that they have it all together, who tend to sit in judgment of others. There's a famous line in one of the movies called Butterflies Are Free in the Nine Ghosts. There are none so blind as those who will not see. The people who look out for them are those who think that they are better than other people. They are not shy about telling us that what we see is actually as we think we see, or that what we're seeing is plain wrong. The Pharisees in the story, like the Pharisees in each of us, are the stubborn ones who are dispensing truth or mercy to others. And religion, organized or not, tends to do that sometimes as well. The judging goes on even for today. It's a long story with 41 verses. That Jesus appears only in the beginning and at the end. In fact, he heard the blind man was driven out. So I told you, you do these things, you just cut off from the congregation. He went looking around for them. And we might sit with that thought as well. Here's Jesus looking for the blind man, for the man who once was blind. We ask ourselves questions. What do we need to see ourselves as individuals and as church, as congregation? Does it ever happen to us that we question rather than praise God and give thanks? Is it easier for us to say that something is too good to be true rather than to be on our knees and say, I believe? These are the words that the blind man used. Jesus, I believe. Oprah Winfrey has a particular question that she asked during her audiences on TV. She asked, what is the one thing that you're sure of? And people say, one thing I know for sure is, well, if this once blind man was asked, his answer would have been found in John 9:25. It says, one thing I know, once I was blind, now I see. Amen. Most of you probably know